Watch, Rachel Warren's mother testifies to Congress, "We must close the border." By John Binder on September 10, 2024. Angel mom Patty Moran, whose 37-year-old daughter, Rachel Moran, was raped and murdered allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, told the House Judiciary Committee that the federal government must close the United States-Mexico border. Patty detailed her daughter's story to the committee, saying that, in August 2023, Rachel went for a jog at a trail in Bel Air, Maryland, which her family had frequented for decades. Rachel was soon reported missing after she never returned home. In June 2024, police in Tulsa, Oklahoma, arrested 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, for Rachel's murder. Patty said her daughter was raped and murdered in what is now considered the most horrific crime in Maryland history. He crossed the border three times, and was sent back. The fourth time, he was a gotaway, Patty said. If they had, at any time, did the cheek swab for the DNA, they would have known that this person had an Interpol warrant for his arrest for murdering a woman in El Salvador, which is why he was fleeing to America. After he murdered my daughter, he stayed in the same town where he murdered her, continued to work in restaurants, and changed his appearance. And we did a nationwide search. I wish there was a way to show you pictures of her and what she looked like, what the crime scene looked like. It's the most brutal crime that has happened in Maryland that they can even remember. Her children are having a hard time. All of us, as a family, are having a hard time. We have nightmares. Patty went on to describe a brutal crime that happened to her, noting that it pales in comparison to her daughter's rape and murder. I want to tell you another story. This story happened in 1975, Patty began. There was a 14-year-old girl who was abducted from her house by a criminally insane man. She was kidnapped. She walked 60 miles towards the Canadian border with this man, no food, no water, a walk through the woods. At night, she was raped multiple times. The parents and the police did not expect to find this girl. And, if they did, they did not expect to find her alive. I'm that teenager, and I can tell you that what I suffered as a teenager at the hand of a criminally insane man is nothing compared to the horrors that my daughter suffered. Patty blamed open borders for her daughter's rape and murder, seemingly calling out Democrats for being disinterested in the issue for partisan reasons. These are American people, these are American families, these are our children, and, pretty soon, they will be our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, Patty said. We need to close the borders. If I can survive a crime from an American citizen, these people that are coming over the border, if they're coming over illegally, it's because they have something to hide. We need to close the border. We need to put those policies back into place that kept our citizens safe, Patty said, referring to former President Donald Trump's border policies. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.